Regina, the opera, was based on The Little Foxes, the play, which was made into The Little Foxes, the movie. All of them had at their center the fierce, vengeful Regina, which was and is one of the great roles for women, even though she's often seen as an unsympathetic character in the extreme. The portrayal we know best is the one by Betty Davis in the 1941 movie.
I'm going to Chicago.
Really, Regina?
Yes, I'm going to live there. I'm going to take Alexandra with me.
But plenty of actresses have sunk their teeth into the role on stage. Anne Bancroft, Sucker Channing, Elizabeth Taylor.
And later on, I'll take trips to New York and Paris.
In the play, The Little Foxes, written in the 1930s by Lillian Hellman, Regina is the head of the Hubbard clan in the Alabama of 1900. She and her equally vicious brothers are battling it out for a larger share of a cotton mill the formerly wealthy family is about to build. Regina, completely dependent on her husband for money, outwits her brothers and just about murders her husband to get what she feels is her due after a lifetime of settling for less. Greed takes over, and she loses the one thing that humanizes her, the love of the good people, especially her daughter Alexandra. In fact, the character of Regina was such a dark, complex one that both Judith Anderson and Ina Clare, two of the great stage actresses of the 30s, turned the part down. Not Tallulah Bankhead, though. Tallulah saw in Regina an opportunity.
She read the play, and she was on tour, and she fell to her knees and said, "I must have that part." And only the first two acts had been written.
Joel Lobenthal is Bankhead's biographer. Tallulah, he reminds us, after all, was Southern.
She understood these Southern women who ran their homes behind closed doors but had no status in society. She understood frustrated women, people in the South, the frustrations of the heat, the stillness, the backwardness.
Bankhead told interviewers at the time that Regina was a woman with whom everything is seething under the surface. She reportedly played the role with sensual, calculating charm and a killer instinct, which was one way to go with it.
People had forgotten how physically beautiful she was in person.
Lauren Flanagan is to sing the role of Regina in this latest production of the opera.
It was startling for audiences at the time to see someone so beautiful play someone so driven.
The role gave a tremendous boost to Bankhead's career, and The Little Foxes ran for hundreds of performances on Broadway. But Bankhead and Hellman disagreed bitterly over a political matter, and Tallulah wasn't offered the part in William Wyler's 1941 film. In fact, Lillian Hellman and Tallulah Bankhead didn't speak for 30 years after that. But that's another story.
And yet again, there's no law about it, is there?
Enter Betty Davis, whose take on the character was quite different.
You might just say, "I want more. I want a larger share."
Reportedly, there were battles on the set.
I've heard you say so.
Wyler wanted a warmer, more sympathetic Regina. Davis, aging herself with pale makeup and rather stiff clothing, played up Regina's exhausted iciness.
Oscar, you should know me well enough by now to know I don't ask for things I don't think I can get.
I think that's the real focal point of Betty Davis's performance in the movie. This is a woman who's just had it.
Brian Kello is features editor of Opera News.
She's just kind of bitter and dried up and shut down. There's not a vibrancy in her particularly. I think she was criticized for that by some critics, but I think it was a legitimate way to play it.
If it doesn't, I want 75% of the business in exchange for the bond.
She played it.
Greedy.
To the hilt.
What a greedy girl you are. You want so much of everything.
Maybe her portrayal influenced composer Mark Blitzstein, and maybe it didn't. But it was only a few years after the film that Blitzstein, then famous for The Cradle Will Rock, set out to make an opera about the Hubbards, based on The Little Foxes. He called it Regina, and he had his own ideas about the character.
Mark Blitzstein, being the kind of political activist he was,
conductor John Macheri,
wanted to show the Hubbards in a larger context of greed and a larger context of just human behavior.
For Blitzstein, the manipulative Regina and her rapacious family became symbols. He also felt he could use music to expand on Regina's character in a sharply different era.
Mark was writing the piece around 46, 47, 48.
Brenda Lewis sang Regina in this New York City opera production of roughly 50 years ago.
The zeitgeist had changed abruptly after the war. Remember, you know, women during the Second World War suddenly emerged from their aprons and put on their, you know, their riveters' garb. and women became a factor.
It's getting late. Why don't you all go home?
Blitzstein added in particular a defining aria for Regina in the first act, a kind of statement of purpose.
She says, the best things of all are to take what you want, to know what you want. That's the best thing of all.
What you want, you must take it in your hands and the heart. To want and to take is the best thing.
You can see Regina in the opera in an entirely different way from the way she is portrayed in the play and in the film.
Maybe even more interesting is the fact that the most famous thing in the opera, the music everyone remembers, is from a moment when Regina is off stage and the good members of the family are gathered together.
Isn't this nice?
The good people are enjoying a rainy, quiet afternoon and singing a wonderful quartet, the Rain Quartet, which is one of the most marvelous pieces. And they're sitting around with their blackberry wine. It is such a marvelous moment.
The Rain Quartet. Wonderful. I think that's one of the best things in all American opera.
Regina, her presence is so strong that her very absence makes a new day, a whole new spirit. Like many of the great dramatic roles, she's taken on a life of her own by this time, with a history like no other. From Hellman to Bankhead to Davis to Blitzstein to Lewis, and on, new qualities added every time. Next up, Lauren Flanagan has a go at her in the opera starting tonight, adding one more real-life layer to the fiction. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fischko.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.